If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Travis Bowen.
Okay, you tweeted the same everything I was feeling. Just WTF. Just
right. Serious. I mean, like, he was so, like, stream of conscience. Like,
consciousness,
all
yes.
over the place.
Yes. Not conscience. No, there's no conscience. No conscience at all.
It was just, I mean, like, there was one point where he asked, he was talking about, was it vetting?
Yes.
Refugees.
Extreme.
That's extreme vetting.
He said they're sending the worst murderers and rapists.
Right.
And it was like his head word associated that automatically to immigration. So he went from like Syrian refugees into immigration.
Are you saying there's not a lot of Syrian toddler rapists that we're clearly letting in?
It's.
I know. I understand. I understand.
Did you hear Carrie Fisher?
Wait, are you from Fresno?
Yeah,
did you hear from my horrifying weekend in Bakersfield?
I listened to the show. We got a lot to unpack.
Listen, I was living the dream, Travis. I was, Bakersfield, California. It was, all the glamour of Barstow and, of course, the gateway to Fresno.
I'm from Fresno, and I don't even go to Bakersfield.
That's the first thing I said. I said, I know most of you are conservatives. I'm liberal. If you don't like what I say, the microphone's clearly broken.
Oh, my God.
Crooked Bakersfield. This whole thing's rigged against me.
What were you thinking? Who talked you into going there?
Mama getting paid. The check still clears no matter what.
No, who told you to go there? Whose idea
Speakers
was
Speakers Bureau called me like a year ago. I'm like, why not? That sounds fun.
Those people aren't your friends.
No, they are not my friends. But that's what I was saying. I can see why they're saying, like, what, 70%, 74%. Want the Republican Party to stick with Trump.
Yeah, no, it's...
Those people are mean and angry, and they probably loved him last night, just like, oh, yeah, call him a liar.
Back in 2008, I was in Fresno before the election, and that was the year Prop 8 was on the ballot. And everyone was like, oh, yeah, we're going to win this, we're going to win this. I was in Fresno, no, we're not.
Yeah.
Those people are...
Yeah.
They are mean,
angry, towards the end of the speech,
people.
I just said, oh, by the way, I'm a proud gay woman. Oh, all right, now I've lost the rest of you. I swear to God, some people start leaving the tent.
I was talking to a guy this weekend.
Like, I already lost him. And I was like, hey, guess what else? I'm a big licker. What do you think of that? Bakersfield, where are you going? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I was playing volleyball with this guy this weekend, and he drives down from Bakersfield every weekend because he's like, there's no gay life in Bakersfield.
Yes.
For me. If I want to know anyone or talk to anyone sensible, I have to drive to LA every weekend and stay with friends.
No, I was literally like, I got to get out of here. I got to get out of here now.
Oh, man.
All right, yes. This was you tweeted about this part.
I didn't like driving through Bakersfield.
Oh,
okay.
As fast as I can.
All right. This last night. Okay, here we go.
I didn't think I'd say this, but I'm going to say it. And I hate to say it.
Uh-huh, sure.
But if I win.
No, not that one. The next one.
We have a divided nation because people like her. And believe me, she has tremendous hate in her heart. And when she said deplorables, she meant it. And when she said irredeemable, they're irredeemable.
David Duke.
You didn't mention that. But when she said they're irredeemable, to me that might have been even worse.
She said
she's
some of them
tremendous,
are irredeemable.
She's got tremendous hatred. And this country cannot take another 4 years of Barack Obama. And that's what you're getting with her.
What?
Okay. So
his term is over. What are you talking about?
I don't understand. By the way, did you see Carrie Fisher took us again with the sniffing? And someone mentioned Coke again.
I pulled that up just so I could show it.
She goes, I should know. Yes, it's Coke.
So I'm an expert, absolutely, is what she says.
Is that just plus the creepy breathing and the walking around and like looming behind her.
The chair.
Well, that's why when I came in here, I didn't know whether to grab you by the, or hump the back of your chair.
Yeah. You did start humping the back of my chair. It was creepy. Yeah, remember that one? Remember the Senate debate? Like, Lazio, like, got in her space? That was, like, 1/100th of what Trump did. It, like, constantly.
Yeah.
You're like, what are you doing? Like, he's just, right, he'd, like, be right behind her scowling and then, like, walking back and forth. I was like, sit.
No, it was, somebody pointed out, she made a point of crossing in front of him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Every time she spoke,
uh-huh.
and tried to put him behind her so that the cameras were always shooting his reactions to her. During did you notice that?
Yeah.
Oh, she got him on camera all that long, so he looked crazier than ever.
Yeah, I was like a creepy orange clown sighting. It's like, Hillary, look out, there's a creepy orange clown behind you. Tim in Iowa. Hi, Tim. Welcome.
Good morning, Steffi. You know, this talk that came out last Friday...
I have actually heard that in a locker room when I was 12, and that was over four decades ago.
Well, that's what I think Chris Matthews isn't like that. Like, that's what I was, you know, I'm asking all my guy friends. I'm like, do guys really talk like this? And Chris Matthews is like, well, 40 years ago, like, not 60-year-olds all the time, right? Like that?
But I got to say, Chris Matthews had the best line of last night. Right after it ended, he declared Trump the winner.
Ugh. Fair enough.
It was hilarious. He declared Trump the winner. And then there was a better line last Friday night when this broke on CNN. A person actually said, well, do you suppose she's a mother or a daughter? Okay, here's a clue. She's a daughter. I'm almost going to guarantee you this, but she's a daughter. All of us have had a mother. I don't understand what the hell's going on in this world.
I don't know. I can't explain it anymore.
Chris Matthews probably should be fired for that. Just for that.
I don't know.
He won the debate. Fair and square. Hands down. Fair enough.
Yeah, I guess.
That's all he did was he didn't come out there and completely self-destruct.
Right. Yeah.
His bar is so low.
Yes. I don't. What else did you tweet? Let's see. You you said no one wanted to come over and talk to Donald Trump after the debate. Everyone wanted to talk to Hillary Clinton. Clear winner.
Did you see that?
And the first CNN poll, which is not a BS online poll, is a scientific one, had her crushing him again.
Yep. Well, did you see that? Like when it ended, his family circled around him.
Right.
And they just talked to themselves. And Hillary was just glad-handing and talking to everyone. Everyone's having a great time.
Yeah.
And then finally, like, Trump realized what was happening.
Right.
And started, like, trying to engage with people, but he wasn't talking to him. He was going and giving him a photo walk.
You want to touch him, then you have to take another Silkwood shower. It's just too much. You don't want to. That was nice, even, wasn't it? That she said something nice about his kids. Douchebags.
You know, she had that one ready to go. She had to have something.
He's destroyed the brand. Somebody tweeted yesterday that their big game hunting days are over. They're gonna be reduced to hunting varmints with Mitt Romney.
He's going scorched earth on this campaign. He is just burning it down.
Double, triple down, whatever. All right, Hillary, here she is last night.
Would either of you name one positive thing that you respect in one another?
Mr. Trump, would you like to go first?
Well, I certainly will. Because I think that's a very fair and important question. Look, I respect his children. His children are incredibly able and devoted, and I think that says a lot about Donald. I don't agree with nearly anything else he says or does, but I do respect that. And I think that is something that as a mother and a grandmother is very important to me.
Well, I consider her statement about my children to be a very nice compliment. I don't know if it was meant to be a compliment, but it is a great. What? I'm very proud of my children.
What? What?
I don't know if it's meant to be a compliment.
Kind of going to act like an even when she says something nice, just because I'm a head.
I mean, I will give her that maybe Ivanka turned out okay, but Uday and Kuse? No.
No.
Uh-uh.
Or as I call them, Adolf and Herman.
Yes. Len in Illinois, you're on with Travis and Company. Hello. Hello, Len. Goodbye, Len.
Hi.
Oh, yes. Oh. Hi. Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi.
I have a question about Trump and terrorism. What's the threshold for being a terrorist? Because he's scaring millions of people worldwide.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. He is a... Listen, what more do you need to say than ISIS is using him in the recruitment films? You can see that. I mean, it's that stuff you don't have to make up. You can see they use his rhetoric. And by the way, didn't you love the he went from the locker room talk to ISIS? You were like, wait, what?
Oh,
what now?
A whiplash last night.
Yeah. And by the way, I was hiking with my friend Karen this weekend, and women, I'm telling you, are pissed. She's like, it is sexual assault he's talking about. This is not locker room talk. This is sexual assault. And it's here we go.
It's furniture assault.
You called what you said locker room banter. You described kissing women without consent, grabbing their genitals. That is sexual assault.
Thank you.
You bragged that you have sexually assaulted women. Do you understand that?
No, I didn't say that at all. I don't think you understood what was said. This was locker room talk. I'm not proud of it. I apologize to my family. I apologize to the American people. Certainly I'm not proud of it. but this is locker room talk. You know, when we have a world where you have ISIS chopping off heads, and they look at our country and they see what's going on. Yes, I'm very embarrassed by it. I hate it. But it's locker room talk, and it's one of those things.
You did it. You said it.
I hate it.
You did it. Yeah. You did it. You admitted to having done it.
Yeah, on tape.
It wasn't just talk.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, it's like even later on they brought up the Miss America sex tape, or the Miss, Miss Universe.
Right.
And he's like, I didn't say that.
I didn't say that.
I didn't say that. I did it, but I didn't say it.
Oh, it's right here on your Twitter feed. Okay.
God.
Ada. Morons. Ada in Michigan. Hello, Ada.
Full of morons.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, Travis said that it was stream of conscience with Donald Trump, but it wasn't. It was what would we call political Tourette syndrome.
Yes.
Where he just shouts out words. Benghazi, lock her up.
Yeah. He is. He's a coked up toddler with Tourette's.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
That's another thing. If anybody had a drinking game, and every time Donald snorted, you took a drink, you're still drunk today.
Alcohol poisoning.
I think he snorted more last night than he did in the first debate.
I know.
It was worse.
Much worse.
I think it's a rage issue.
Even that he denied. Remember last time doing this? No, that was not sniffing.
Somebody else. Can he possibly deny it now? I don't.
What did Sarah Silverman tweet last night? Oh, somebody blow baby's nose.
Yeah.
Jesus. Kevin in D.C. Hello, Kevin.
Good morning, everybody. This whole thing has inspired me to do a song to jump to the tune of the Addams Family. But before I get to that, if I may briefly, what's up, Travis? Did you see Superman versus Batman and all of this stuff this summer?
Oh yeah, I suffered through that too, and this just much like this election, it was painful. It was hard to watch. It went on way longer than it should have.
Absolutely,
much like this campaign.
Let me quickly say that's not locker room banter, whatever. The stuff you and I do stuff is banter. It's sensual. I've even been on the end. I used to work at a job where I was the only guy, and the women used to banter with me. But of course, I liked it, so it wasn't.
Well, we're kind of on thin ice because I have actually done it as well. I have actually groped you.
Yeah, but
it is called a meet and grope, so it's not like you weren't warned. And he wore something tight. Okay, 47,